35.
Is What's On Your Mind, live from the Bismarck Civic Center, the 2014 Agra International Trade Show. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. What's On Your Mind? Let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It might just be an explosion last night south of Tioga. Evidently, we were hearing from lots of listeners up in Tioga that this was an explosion south of Tioga that was significant enough to shake homes 7 miles to the north in Tioga. And so was a massive explosion and a pretty good-sized fire. Evidently, the Tioga Fire Department had five of their units responding to the explosion last night, but did not squirt a drop of water. There is evidently a pipeline there that's owned by Highland Partners, the company that owned the facility there, and company officials with Highland deemed the area safe after a gas fire burned for about 45 minutes to an hour. Tioga Fire Department stayed approximately a half mile away from the scene. We are trying to find out more information about this, but obviously with a spill north of Tioga and rail cars exploding on the BNSF and it looks like a pipeline explosion here, you're going to have some folks that are going to want to know what happened, want to know how to prevent it and deal with it. And I would also add critics that will try to capitalize on it to say, see, oil's bad, which is obviously a silly way to respond. But, nonetheless.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop everybody from responding.
It will not. Silly. No, exactly. But anyway, anytime there's a large explosion and it has to do with, in this case, a pipeline or transporting oil, there's going to be concern. And my hope is we just learn from these. And again, thank the good Lord that we've, in all the cases, been pretty lucky. The spill north of Tioga, no aquifer being cleaned up as we speak in a responsible fashion. Obviously the rail car explosion west of Castleton, nobody hurt. Lessons learned. A lot of folks involved in the what-ifs. And in the case of the pipeline spill north of Tioga and the rail car, fingers fairly pointed at the federal government to say, here's a ball drop, for crying out loud. What in the case of PHMSA that regulates this, not enough oversight of the pipeline condition north of Tioga. And in the case of the rail cars, for 2 years, they've been putzing around with new regulations on rail cars. So, and I don't know who's in charge of the oversight on the particular pipeline in question. We're trying to track down Justin Kringstead, who heads that up for the state of North Dakota, but we'll get some answers here. But anyway, a breaking news story we wanted to make you aware of today. That and pie are the two big things on our mind. I don't know about...
We have forks now, and the pie is fantastic.
I don't know about our listeners, but I'm thinking that story in Tioga and pie are probably the top two things on my mind. And the reason I bring that up is because we are at the Bismarck Civic Center today for the K-Fire Agri International Show. How many years now, Todd, for this?
This is the 37th. Amazing.
It is.
And next year, of course, with the Bismarck Civic Center expansion coming up, is going to be an enormous, enormous show.
Yeah,
we're going to be able to get a lot of farm implements we've never been able to get into the agri.
I'm looking forward to seeing the expansion here today, and I know that it'll be unveiled for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference coming up in May.
Yep.
That'll be sort of the unveiling, if you will, of the expansion. So great.
They'll use all the room, too.
No kidding. Absolutely. But as we mentioned, our friends from Lake of the Woods Pie Company have delivered a beautiful Freedom Pie for Todd and I to sample. We took it really as quality control for...
We've got to make sure.
For the audience, because right. Today, after the program, from 11 to 1, from 11 until the 200 pieces of pie are gone, we're going to be handing out free pie.
Yeah.
And this one here you have in front of you is Dutch apple pie, and I don't know about you, but I about dropped dead after I ate it. Unbelievable. You sound like Homer
Simpson
there.
Delicious.
Do your Homer Simpson impression there, Tim.
Pie.
Exactly right. Yes, very, very good. Very good. Anyway, so hope you'll come by and see us today at the K-Fire Agri International Show, Bismarck Civic Center. We're right in the, lobby area before you go into the display area.
Yes, it's the exhibition hall side. It's before you actually get into the exhibition hall. So between the arena and the exhibition hall, right next to the exhibition hall, there's a concession booth. If you're familiar with that, that and the old ticket booth are right. You can't miss us.
And by the way, if any of our listeners listening up on KTGO in Tioga or listening on 550 KFIRE or 910 KCJB that would be in the area of that explosion last night, if you would care to give us a buzz and let us know that, you know, why let us know to... please let us know, rather, is what I'm trying to say, what the scene was like last night. We'd like to know more about that. Obviously, concerning if you're in the neighborhood, without question. So 800-228-0550. Sorry. How long were you off, Shane? All right. When you're... Okay, turn us back up. Apologies for our little interruption there. You know, when you do live radio on location at places, things happen. And
I didn't think you'd want me to eat the pie on the air, so I thought if I pulled the plug, I'd have more time.
Was that pie-eating music that was playing there? Yeah, anyway.
It must have been.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, sorry, folks. We are back live and on location. And by the way, we do have free pie that we will be, courtesy of our friends at the Lake of the Woods Pie Company, handing out after the show today. So you stop by. The pie is on us. Doesn't get any simpler than that. And Todd and I are serving the pie.
I'm trying to eat carefully. I don't see any pie on me yet.
No. On us as in it's free.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, man. So anyway, we're going to look forward to that opportunity to meet with lots of our fine listeners. And I also mentioned the guests on the program include the folks from Harley-Davidson. We'll have a debate on cool in the next hour with folks on both sides of the issue, the country of origin labeling issue. And we're going to meet some of the fine folks from the Agri International Show, right?
Absolutely.
What happens at the show?
It's farmers and ranchers from all over, not just North Dakota. I mean, we have some that come down from Canada, up from South Dakota, over from Minnesota and Montana. It's a whole big get-together of all kinds of different stuff going on.
So be here or be square. All right, Brian and Jamestown listening on 550 KFIRE. Got a minute for you, Brian. What's on your mind?
Hey, just yesterday I was driving through Medina, and there was a BNSF train derailment. from what I had heard from some of the locals, that I guess some of the ties had actually heaved up, and the locomotive itself went over that section, but a couple of the cars at the back actually fell off, and then even further back, a couple more cars fell off. Just wondering why we didn't hear anything about it on the news or anything like that. Just, you know, did you guys check into that a little bit?
And you said that was Medina, Brian?
In Medina, yes, sir. It was blocking both of the crossings that go from one end of town to the other. You had to detour like 3-4 miles to the east, I believe.
All right, I'll check into that. Well, rail traffic's been a hot topic of late. We've had lots of calls about the Amtrak disruptions, which, by the way, they announced yesterday are really going to continue into March because of heavy freight traffic tying up all the rail lines. This is part of commerce, you know, the traffic, obviously the derailments. I don't know. It's a head-scratcher. I mean, Castleton 4 within, you know, a short period of time, number of years, and a few others happening as well. We'll check into this one and appreciate the tip, Brian. Thanks a bunch.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's time to kick some ash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. We're live at the Bismarck Civic Center today for the K-Fire Agri International Show. Just quickly recap here. What we have in the way of guests later this hour, Bill Davidson, the great-grandson of Harley-Davidson co-founder William Davidson, currently a VP of the Harley-Davidson Museum. We're going to talk about the hottest trends in motorcycles today on the program. Looking forward to that. They have a new line called Project Rushmore. It's our way of thinking spring, folks. We're going to talk motorcycling. What's not to love about being on a Harley? A great American freedom machine. So anyway, we'll do that a little later on. I want to thank our sponsors. That includes Rough Rider Harley-Davidson of Mandan, as well as Stutzman Harley-Davidson of Jamestown and Harley-Davidson of Fargo for bringing you that little special treat today with one of the bosses from Harley-Davidson. Next hour, a debate on the country of origin labeling issue, requiring the U.S. beef be labeled as a product of the USA. Is that a good idea, a bad idea? We're going to chat with two folks about that. Jason Zahn will be your town or beef producer, president of the North Dakota Stockman's Association, and also Kenny Grainer, who's a beef producer and president of the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota.
David in Temple wants to talk about the explosion. David?
Hey, David, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. I'm 5 miles south of where the incident occurred. Now, my contact within the Hess Corporation has told me that it was a gas pressure buildup in the line, and it ruptured, and they're figuring that it's it was like rocks that go like flint, you know, and make a spark, and that caused the that's what set off the explosion.
Did you feel the impact from where you were?
Nope, didn't feel a thing. I was awake and had company here, and we never felt anything. But I have reports from friends in town, in Tioga, that is, that they felt it. Yes, it's reported that they felt it, and I've heard reports from farther away. And I say, I wonder, because I didn't feel a thing. And I'm pretty sensitive.
Well, the report we had was that folks in Tioga felt it.
Yeah, they may have. And I don't know why the shock wave might have just went north. But I didn't. I'm 5 miles south. Well, actually, 6-7 miles south, of, right around there. It's halfway between me and Tioga, and I'm 14 or 15 miles south. Depends on which road I take. And anyway. It's right in the neighborhood here, and I haven't heard anyone else call in yet that it's from the neighborhood. So I'll be the representative today.
Well,
someone else calls in.
Exactly right. Well, we appreciate it. Someone just sent us a note that they were in White Earth Valley, which is 6 miles away, and they felt it as well. So obviously it was there. As far as we know, David, no injuries, though, right?
Right. That's correct. Not a single person had a... A hair on their head was injured. Nobody was hurt.
And that's fantastic.
I'm thankful for that, of course.
Yeah, exactly right.
So, okay. Anyway, yeah, that's basically what it was. Okay.
Now, David, when these things happen, what's your reaction generally? Obviously, you're from Temple, so you got the situation in Tioga, the oil spill there north of town, and this is an explosion. And obviously, there's a great deal of commerce. I mean, North Dakota is a busy place where we're exporting some of the best crude on the planet from one of the biggest discoveries in North America in a few generations here. What's your reaction when something like this happens?
My I'll share my advice to everyone is be prepared to enter eternity at any time. Always be ready with the Lord. Be right with God and be ready to meet your Maker at any time. But at the same time, that's true on the highway more than anything. But sitting in your home here, where we homes of our ancestors, in this case, my great grandpa's house I'm sitting in right now, we just be ready for it, be ready to die at any time. But at the same time, I don't want to be too gloomy about things either.
Well, I think that's good. I think that's good advice. And obviously, in this case, nobody did die. I'm just anticipating that this will be sort of used as a gotcha aha moment again when this happens. And fortunately, it is extremely rare when it happens. You know, that's easy to say sitting in the middle of. It's easy to say sitting in the middle of Bismarck. In your case, you're a few miles away, so I'm more curious of your reaction.
Well, and by the way, this happened to be, it's 2 miles away from the Clarence Iverson discovery well that came in on April 5th of 1951, just in case anyone's keeping track of North Dakota oil history. That's why Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota.
It is.
Yep.
And had to wrestle that away from Minot when they tried to steal it. Remember that little debate?
No, this is two booms back. This is our third boom.
That's right. That's right. There was a 50s boom, there was an 80s boom, and there's a boom that's really not a boom because it's going to be there forever.
It boomed, and my ears are still ringing, but not from that thing last night, or this morning, I guess. Anyway, no, David, no one was hurt, and I think we're all okay here.
Glad to hear it. I understand that Highland Partners is putting out a statement on it, so we'll know more about the incident shortly. We're also referencing a conversation with the Tioga Fire Department. We have a call into the chief who is quoted on this, Randy, as well. So we'll dig into this a little more as we go throughout the day on the program, and stay tuned. Appreciate your call, David, and glad you're listening. 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number. You can leave a message anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or you can call Todd and I at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Yesterday, the reason I was not on for the program is I was part of a panel that consisted of Tom Ralstead from the Williston Economic Development folks, the president of the Chamber of Commerce in Watford City, Derek Franzen, as well as Jerry Chavez, who heads up the economic development efforts for Minot. And the presentations were amazing about what's going on. Tom Ralstead has a presentation. If you really want to understand what's going on in oil and gas development, it's really good. It's on his website, WillistonDevelopment.com. Check that out. But in it, he's talking about how long this will last. And that's why I don't think it's fair to call this a boom, because a boom suggests there's going to be a bust, right? Up, down, up, down, up, down. And, you know, given that we get, you know, 5 to 8% of the oil out of the ground with today's technology now, and there's that much more oil down there, given where the Three Forks is going and other formations, given the way technology is changing, this is going to be here for a long, long time. So just wanted you to know that. And if you want to get under the hood of some of the statistics that bear that out, Tom Ralstead's presentation at WillistonDevelopment.com is really, really good. I just got a note from somebody who has put up a Facebook video of the explosion south of Tioga last night. I'm going to try and track that down and get that on our Facebook page as well. Someone that took that, and we'll get that up as we go. We're live at the K-Fire 550 Agri International Trade Show. Free pie after the program. You're still up for handing us a free pie, aren't you, Todd?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
11-1 from the Lake of the Woods Pie Company. Stop by and see us. We're talking Harley-Davidson Freedom Bikes when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey Water Filters systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
International Trade Show in beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota, at the Civic Center. And free pie after the program, 11 to 1 today, folks, so stop on by. Todd and I will be serving it up. We are going to chat with the folks from Harley-Davidson in just a moment. Thanks for playing, but first, some breaking news out of the Tioga area, and the fire chief, Jim McGinty from Tioga, is on the line with us. Chief McGinty, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Yep.
So tell us about what happened last night.
Well, I guess about approximately 8:30 last night, there was a, I understand a pipeline rupture approximately 4 miles south of Tioga, or excuse me, it'd be more than that, it'd be about 7 miles off, which pretty much everybody around the area, I mean, it, some of them said that shook their houses, and it definitely got everybody's attention. We ran down there, and then, of course, our first interest was making sure that there was no life in danger for anybody down there. Once it became evident what was actually going on, and then it was just a pipeline leaks, we just, you know, stood our ground back a ways, making sure that nobody was getting in there, and then just waited for them to get the lines blocked in and let it depressure. So.
In that case, it's not even a fire that you mess around with fighting then, I assume.
No, we did not. We did not do any firefighting at all.
Any preliminary idea on what the cause of something like that could be?
You know, honestly, I really do not have any idea what actually happened. We hung around there long enough to like I said, just to make sure that it was kind of burning itself out once we seen the valves were getting shut in. And then passed it back to the main superintendent from Island Partners, who the company was. So.
And in their case, do they have an emergency response plan? I mean, are they down there working the situation right alongside the folks from the fire department?
Yes. I mean, that's just like with all the oil companies around here. They have people that show up pretty much instantly when something like that happens. So. Yep, and they weren't down as close as obviously the fire department was, but we were in contact with them on phone. So
we're chatting with the chief of the fire department in Tioga, Jim McGinty. And one thing I think folks should know: the Tioga Fire Department is all volunteer, right, Jim?
That is correct. Yes.
So and obviously with the Hess gas plant there and all the growing infrastructure, I mean, in this case, what was it, 7 miles south of Tioga, the explosion? I mean, you're covering what kind of a radius around Tioga?
Oh, you could, probably all the way to the river to the south, north McGregor, and then, of course, we split between Ray to the west and Powers Lake Stanley to the east. So it's pretty good range. It's a pretty good range.
And how many?
A lot of oil filled in it, of course, though. So.
And yeah, no kidding. And you do that with a how big a force and all volunteer? Again, all volunteer, but how big a force, Chief?
Our forces, we're about to add about 40 members. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, and again, I don't know if folks understand that. These are all people who have, many of them, jobs, that working, long hours like many folks do in the oil field that are then giving above and beyond that to their community to volunteer fire and rescue. And,
that is correct. Me personally, I actually am an employee of HESTA at the gas plant, so I was actually at the gas plant and saw what happened and headed down from there, so.
Wow. And so what kind of reaction are you hearing from folks in and around Tioga? Is this just another day in the Bakken, or is this
No, no. This is, like I say, it was a fairly good explosion. It's been the talk, and of course with Facebook, it's pretty much went viral, I believe. So, this is quite a big deal. It was definitely a big explosion.
And obviously it was felt in many places that we've had some calls from folks that have felt it from miles around. Somebody called 6 miles away in White Earth Valley felt it. I understand homes in Tioga felt it. That's your understanding as well, that the explosion was felt miles away, right?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, Chief, appreciate the time very much. I know in this case you do a lot of after action sort of what ifs. What do you see as the primary what if at this point now? Find out obviously what happened and then.
That's going to be my once everything kind of is done and settled down. Get some more calls made and find out what exactly did happen and then kind of do some pre planning from there, I guess.
Very good.
Whatever happens next, but.
Jim McGinney, the chief of the fire department in Tioga, thanks for the update. We'll continue to follow that story as we learn more about the investigation, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. All right. Our next guest has a famous last name and a famous employer and is part of a great family of freedom machines. The great-grandson of Harley Davidson co-founder William Davidson, Bill Davidson, is with us today on What's on Your Mind. Bill, how are you?
I am great. I'm sitting in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at our headquarters, and it's a beautiful day here.
When does spring start in Milwaukee?
You know, spring officially starts, I think, in about 5 weeks, but it's been cold like the rest of the nation, and, a good place to go when it's cold is a local Harley-Davidson dealership because they'll hand you a hot cup of coffee or a hot chocolate, and you can check out all the great things that we've got new for this year, and it truly warms you up.
Boy, does it ever, and that's a great idea, by the way. Then you can just sort of drool over one of those new Freedom machines, one of those new Harleys, and then get ready for spring because it's definitely not here yet. But one of the reasons we wanted to have you on today is because it has been so cold, and it's time to start thinking about riding season being not that far away, and think about all that fun. And by the way, I have three sponsors that I would suggest you go get that cup of coffee or hot chocolate that Bill's talking about: Stutzman Harley Davidson, Jamestown; Rough Rider Harley Davidson in Mandan; or Harley Davidson of Fargo. Three prime locations to get yourself on one of those Harleys. Tell me about this Project Rushmore. This sounds exciting. What's Project Rushmore all about, Bill?
Well, we are truly excited about Project Rushmore. It is a world-class new touring platform. It encompasses 8 models, 8 different touring bikes. And what's really neat about Project Rushmore is we spent a significant amount of time gathering information from our customers around the world and from our dealers around the world as to what they wanted to see in the next generation touring bike. And we took all that information and we fed it into our product development center, where our great engineers came up with a lot of new innovations and applied new technologies. And we truly have a world-class touring bike that has greater braking performance, greater engine performance, LED lighting around the bike so you can be seen and see further. The powertrain has been upgraded, if you will, so there's a greater amount of output from the 103 cubic inch motor. It has a world-class infotainment system, which is just, it's fantastic. The sound quality, the voice recognition, the GPS capability, and the ergonomics of the bike have changed, as well as the aerodynamics, and the bike absolutely looks stunning. You got to check them out. They're on the showroom floors, and it's great just to go into a dealer and sit on one of these great bikes and check out all the feature contents of them.
By the way, any questions for Bill Davidson? Certainly welcome to give us a ring here at 855-200-1776. Just press 2 to chat or press 1 to leave a message. Love your questions or comments. 800-228-0550, the local K-Fire number, 701-258-0550. So that laundry list of stuff you went through in the Project Rushmore, I understand some of the changes and ideas came actually from Harley riders themselves. Is that right?
Absolutely. When we went, we did focus group studies in different parts of the world, and we gathered our customers together and, you know, people that had a lot of experience riding our touring bikes wanted to provide us with information as to what they would like to see in the next generation. And so this has truly been a customer-focused approach to designing the next generation touring bike. And one of the cool things, you know, Harley, in our rich history of over 110 years, that's one thing that we are very proud of as a company, and that is that we stay very close to our customers and ensure that when they ride our bikes, they're pleased with them. They like the looks, they like the sound, and they like the feel. And if we can accomplish that, we know that we're generating happy customers and people are able to ride our great motorcycles around this great country of ours and enjoy that personal freedom.
So in a case like the Rushmore bike, when is that first on the drawing board, and how long does it take sort of from, you know, being a dream, a piece of paper, an input from Harley riders to actually being on the show floors of all the Harley-Davidson dealers today? How long is that?
Well, we considered this Project Rushmore as one of our more major programs because it affected so many different components on the vehicle. We actually changed over 200 parts on the bike, which is fairly significant. And so a program like this can take 3 to 4 years from the time we start talking to customers and download all that information and figure out what kind of formulas we're going to apply to engineering, styling, manufacturing, in order to deliver what our customers are asking for. And we truly have hit a home run here. The feedback from our customers that have purchased the bikes already and everybody around the world, they have said this is a home run.
The great American freedom machine, folks, and I don't know how you improve on all the incredible brands you have out there already, the incredible models you have out there already of Harley-Davidson, but sounds like you've done it again. Sounds great. Bill Davidson is the great-grandson of Harley-Davidson's co-founder, Bill Davidson. By the way, currently serves as the VP of the Harley-Davidson Museum, and we're going to talk about some of the other hot trends in motorcycles after a short break here when we come back. By the way, a country of origin labeling debate next hour. We're going to meet some of the folks from the Agri International Trade Show here at the Bismarck Civic Center. And last time I checked, we're going to handle some free pie.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
this isn't. They brought us a pie earlier. We're not supposed to be cutting that up and serving that to people.
No, no. We have 200 slices of pie for the first 200 folks that come see us right after the show.
Nobody wants any of our pie.
Free pie from 11 to 1 when you stop by the Bismarck Civic Center today, folks, and have some pie at the K-Fire Agri International Trade Show. And we'll take a short break, come back with more with Bill Davidson, the great-grandson of Harley-Davidson co-founder, on Project Rushmore and lots of other great, exciting things happening in the world of Harley-Davidson. Brought to you today by Stutzman Harley-Davidson Jamestown, Rough Rider Harley-Davidson of Mandan, and Harley-Davidson of Fargo. More after this short timeout. We're also going to find out why farmers do what they do. You probably know the answer to that if you were here at the Agri International Trade Show at the Bismarck City Center. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefald on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Phone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You get a chance to talk with the grandson of the, actually the great-grandson of Harley-Davidson co-founder William Davidson, who now is the vice president of the Harley-Davidson Museum. We're talking about the hottest trends in motorcycles, talked about the new Project Rushmore. Our conversation today brought to you by our friends at Rough Rider Harley-Davidson, the man Dan Stutzman Harley-Davidson in Jamestown and Harley-Davidson of Fargo on the program today. So, Bill, before we get back to motorcycles, what's it like to be the great-great-grandson of the co-founder of this iconic brand of motorcycles?
Well, it's been my life, and it's been my family's life, and I have to tell you, we couldn't be more proud. The association with our dealer network and our customers around the world is very rewarding. When we go to events like Daytona Bike Week or Sturgis, and we meet and greet our customers from all walks of life and from all corners of the world, and they tell us stories, or they'll pull their wallet or purse out and show us generations of pictures of their family members riding our great motorcycles. That is a very rewarding experience, and to see the many smiles on people's faces because of their enjoyment of our products and the thrill of riding across our great country and experiencing our motorcycles, it's just a great feeling.
It's really cool. And obviously there's competitors for Harley-Davidson, but do you have a competitor that has as much a commitment to America and these Freedom Machines as you do? I mean, are you it for American-made cycles?
You know, I may be a little biased with my name on the tank, but I can tell you what we are most proud of is we are the only motorcycle in the world that has a history that goes back over 110 years. And that's 110 years of continuous production, of supplying our customers around the world with some very, very exciting product. And we're continuing that trend. I mean, the Project Rushmore is a world-class motorcycle that's going to deliver experiences for people that they're going to be thrilled. And we also just introduced, and we don't do these that often, but we introduced a brand new motorcycle, brand new platform called Street. And when I say brand new platform, that means we've done a new chassis, a new engine, new wheels, new sheet metal. So it's brand new from the ground up. And the Street motorcycle, it comes in two engine sizes, a 500cc and a 750cc. And it's aimed at a little bit of an urban crowd, if you will. And it's just a great motorcycle. And in fact, I encourage people to go to our website, hd.com/street. And you'll see all the information on this bike. But what we just recently did, we were out at the X Games in Aspen, and we put on an exhibition ice race. Taking these Street 750s, we studded up the tires with ice racing screws, and we put some of our dirt track team riders on the bikes, and they put on an exhibition, and the crowd absolutely loved it. And that footage is on that website, hd.com/street, and you got to check it out. It's a really cool new bike aimed at, like I said, the urban positioning, and it's a dark custom, you know, with minimalist styling, dark blacked out. It's really cool.
Sounds like fun. And by the way, if you're not a rider, you don't have a bike yet, Bill wants to help you out too, because actually if you go to any Harley-Davidson dealer during these open house, you can win a gift card for either a free rental or a free rider training class. I think I need one of those, so I'm going to get in and register today in Mandan. So thank you for doing that too, Bill. That's nice of you.
That's awesome, and I got to tell you, that training class is a really neat program because it's, you don't have to do anything. You show up, you say, hey, how do I learn how to ride? And the dealers and their great staffs will take over, and in a very short amount of time, you'll know how to ride a motorcycle, and it's just a great class. They do a great job.
Sounds great. Appreciate chatting with you today. Congrats on Project Rushmore, and best of luck for a great riding season, Bill. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much. Get out to our local Harley dealers and check out all this great stuff. I know in the middle of the cold winter, sometimes it's tough, but I guarantee you if you go to a Harley dealer, you're going to warm up because of the exciting things that we've got to offer.
Now we got three great suggestions: Rough Rider Harley-Davidson Mandan, Stutzman Harley-Davidson Jamestown, and Harley-Davidson of Fargo. I bring you our chat today with Bill Davidson, the great-grandson of Harley-Davidson co-founder and vice president of the Harley-Davidson Museum. Thanks, Bill. Good chatting with you. Take care.
Thank you so much. You too.
You bet. Great to chat with you. Appreciate that a bunch. All right. Do we have time for why do farmers do what they do, Todd?
I hope so.
Are you doing clock management here for me?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. I'm not very good at clock management either, to tell you the truth. No, we'll get that in after the top of the hour. Let's get this caller in here from southwest of Minot. She saw the explosion last night. Jill, listening on KCGB in Minot. How far away are you from Tioga, Jill? A good hour at least, right?
Oh, yes, a lot farther. I'd say a good 2 hours, I believe.
What did it look like?
A big orange ball, and it's just a split second. I blinked and it was gone, but it was scary. I really thought that coming over a hill, I would see an explosion at one of the neighbors or something, but nothing. And then I did hear on the news that...
Now you know. Exactly right. Sorry we don't have more time. Appreciate you calling.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.